This photo has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. So as of late, people have been really on Richard Branson and Elon Musk because they're spending their billions, and also Jeff Bezos as well. You know, he built that rocket that looks like a penis.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending their billions on going to space. And people are like, hi, we need help here on this earth now. Like, we don't care about what's going on up there in space. There's no reason to find out what's going on behind Saturn and what's beyond Pluto. We don't care. Like, we have problems here on Earth. If you're going to spend $100 million, go ahead and give it to these starving children. Go ahead and give it to this cancer society. Go ahead and, you know, give it to me.
Once everything is taken care of and everybody's fine and the world is a great place, we don't care that you go up and then, because really he went up
right
in space and then came right back down, and that was $25 gazillion just to go up, right back down, just to say that he did.
So it's worrisome now because this picture has gone viral. This is in, I think it's in Richard Branson's kitchen. So it shows like these billionaires are all friends with each other, which is also so weird.
Mm-hmm.
So in the photo, if you see, the two of them are looking out, you know, they're looking happy. They're looking at the camera. Elon Musk, of course, is barefoot because why would he ever need shoes or wear shoes? Richard Branson is kind of dressed like, well, he's dressed like Simon Cowell, to be honest with you. He's wearing a black tight t-shirt and black tight jeans and running shoes. But the thing about this video that has people all upset and freaking out, the thing about this photo that has people upset, if you look where they're standing, this is Richard Branson's kitchen.
Are we sure?
Yes.
We're positive. Yes. Because this does not look like a gazillionaire's house.
And that's the point. People are very upset. So behind him is kind of like a very ugly Keurig. And then his cabinetry looks like it came with the house in 1979. The floor looks like something that he just said to some contractor, I don't know, go to Home Depot, get whatever you want.
No, this is the same floor you had in your school cafeteria.
Yes.
This is school cafeteria floor right here. He's got peace on the wall, a cross. That's why I don't think this is his house. I think it's, you know, somebody's house that not his.
It's supposedly Richard Branson's house. And what's so funny is I was like, this, my grandparents who live in Florida, this is what their house looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted this on Twitter and I just said, why are Richard Branson and Elon Musk at my Grammy and Grandpa's house?
Everything about that is strange. That bothers me.
Right. So as you can imagine, people on Twitter are going crazy. So the one girl that originally pointed it out, she said, to have billions of dollars and those cabinets, what's the point? And this is like some girl with 2,500 followers. She's not, you know, it's not like Bette Midler saying this. So people went after her big time. They went after her like.
Oh, went after her.
Went after her. Like, how dare you? You know, you're such a hypocrite. People are always saying to billionaires, don't spend money on things for yourself. Spend money on the world. Well, now you're getting on him because he has old cabinets.
And that's true. There are billionaires that drive 1995 cars just because they spend their money on other things, not cabinets or Keurigs or floors or shoes for that.
Right.
so they spend their money elsewhere.
So because this tweet of hers went viral, when I say viral, I mean 227,000 likes and 12,000 retweets. Of course, she heard from Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
Yes. Elon Musk said to her, it was Richard's rental house, which overall is great, but I agree regarding the cabinets.
Mm.
He said it was 3 a.m. It was the day of the flight. I wasn't expecting this brutal pic of me to be posted, but oh, well.
See, it was the house that he's renting. One of his many houses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not his main house.
Some of the comments are funny. It's my favorite one. Billionaires love to say they create jobs, but I can see six unemployed people in this picture. Interior designer, contractor, personal shopper, tailor, hairstylist, photographer.
Shoe person.
Right, exactly. Right, person who makes shoes. Exactly, there's another one.
Well, that explains the 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't have shoes. What the hell do billionaires do at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's what I want to know. Let's take a selfie. Okay. 3 a.m. I look like shit. Whatever.
People were laughing because he has Starbucks pods for his Keurig. They're like, is that the English thing to do? Like, this guy is so wealthy. That's his coffee. Like, you'd expect, I have better coffee taste than he does. I don't even drink those pod things. Like, I'm more of a coffee snob than Richard Branson. Every time we hear about celebrities, like if you go to Page Six right now, everything on there is like celebrities that are buying and selling property. And Adele just bought like another $27 million house somewhere, and how much value their houses have. And they take you through tours of, you know, like Jennifer Aniston's new digs. Mm. And it's these big, gorgeous houses. And Jennifer Aniston isn't even a billionaire. And she has this incredible house in the Hollywood Hills, wherever the hell she is. And they see Richard Branson and it's like, my Grammy's house. Mm. You know what I mean? So I think people were just taken aback by it because we're so used to seeing celebrities have these lush, beautiful, like my kitchen's nicer than Richard Branson's, which is hilarious.
Right. But you see those billionaires pull up in a Ford Escort and you're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I spend my money on, the homeless. That's where I give my money. I give my money to charity. I don't give my money to my car. Right.
And people were defending them and saying exactly that. These are very charitable men. And if they don't want to spend money on cabinetry, they'd rather spend it on, you know, whatever their charity or foundation is. That's their business. And shut the F up.
Right. Look all that Elon Musk has done for the world.
Right.
You know, both of them. So speaking of people being trolls. So this guy, I think he saw a photo of me and wanted to get in the same shape that I'm in. So he's been working. No, really good okay. Six pack shape. So he's pretty happy about the way he looks. And he put a video on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And he got trolled.
Oh, no.
By a woman. And he ain't having it. He's like, no, this ain't cool. If I did this to a woman, you would trash me. Why is it okay for her to trash me?
Well, let me see what he looks like. And let me see what she said.
That's the guy.
He looks great. He's cute.
Okay, it's enough, Cooper.
He is sexy. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Oh, okay. That's enough, Cooper.
Whoa.
That's what he looked like before. And that's what he looks like now. So he looked like me.
I liked him before.
You liked him before?
Yeah, before is good, too. Desperado.
Is a perfect example to me of female gaze versus male gaze. Technically, what the female finds attractive is in the first pair.
This is a perfect example of how about we keep our thoughts to ourselves. What if maybe I did that not because I wanted you or anyone else to find me more attractive? What if I did that because, one, I personally did not like the way I looked, and two, I was training for a bodybuilding competition in which I was judged on my physique? Oh, women don't find that attractive. You think I care what other women think about my body?
Hi. No, you didn't ask me.
23,000 people find it attractive enough to follow my spicy page. In case you haven't noticed, you see this thing on my finger? I'm married.
Yeah.
I can give two shits what other people think of my body. Let's flip the script here for a second. Let me see how this sounds. Technically, a man doesn't find it attractive if your body looks like this instead of this. You know how that sounds? That sounds like me telling someone that their body should look a certain way because of how someone else will find it attractive. Oh, that's misogynistic, Kevin. You can't do that. You can't say that about a woman. Yeah, I know. Crazy, isn't it? Again, anytime you put your body out on the internet, you leave yourself open to be judged. Exactly, which is why I'm allowed to say, technically, this is more attractive than this. Mm-hmm. Which I'm allowed to respond, technically, shut the fuck up. Maybe let's stop using other people's bodies.
I'm sorry, I can't hear a word he's saying. I'm too busy objectifying
him. This is what's attractive and this is what's not. I'm here walking around like your fucking opinion is fact. Do better.
Do better. I love that. So if he did it to a woman, he would have been trashed. She did it to him. And he's like, I don't really care what you think. Keep your thoughts to yourself.
I get it. And, you know, and I tell you, as somebody who used to work in a gym, one of my first jobs was I worked as a personal trainer and a gym floor instructor and that kind of stupid stuff. I saw people really transform their body and how hard they worked. So it's not like he just lost a couple of pounds. It looks like he worked really hard to go from, again, I thought sexy ahead of time because it's all about the dad bod these days, but to that ripped, I mean, his leg muscles were amazing.
Okay, Cooper, we get it.
I know what it takes to get your body like that. It's really impressive for men and women, for everybody, doesn't matter. Can I objectify him? Am I allowed to objectify men?
Oh, okay, seriously. I can look at a woman in a bikini and go, that's super attractive. I should put that photo on your refrigerator. And so every time you go in there to open up the door, you have to look at that and go, well, maybe I won't get the ice cream today.
I'll never look like that if I open this refrigerator. Yeah.
And you can say the same thing about him, the way he looks. Mm-hmm. But would you date a guy that looks like that?
Oh, God, yeah. He's sexy. You can. Oh, yeah.
You would mind.
You know why?
Why?
No, because I liked his before and after. So if he wants to go to the gym and work his body out like crazy, go for it, dude. And then if he decides one day to not do it anymore, I like the before, too. So I'd be good either way. He's sexy. I like the beard. I like his attitude. Yeah, he's good. I like him. He's okay. Good.
So you wouldn't feel the competition to stay in stupid shape to keep up with him?
I think I would, and that would be a good thing for me because it would finally get me to the gym, finally get my ass off the couch.
Mm.
You know, I feel like, you know, my boyfriend walks for a living. He's always outside, so he's relatively thin, you know, so he can go home and sit on the couch and eat some ice cream. He's like, want some ice cream? I'm like, I do. I can't.
But I didn't walk anywhere today. I walked from the bedroom to the couch.
Right. No, he's luckily I'm with somebody that doesn't shame me when I lose weight or gain weight. Like, he's perfectly happy with the way I look, no matter what I look like.
Mm-hmm.
But there are men out there. I did date a guy once who made me feel very insecure about my body all the time. And the crazy thing was I was 103 pounds and mm-hmm. I was at the gym all the time, but I just, look, I'm 5'2". I'm never going to look like that.
Did he say something, or was it just the way he acted?
He would do like, he would come over and be like, oh, come here, babe. Oh, pinch an inch, you know, that kind of thing. Or I would come back from the gym and he'd be like, oh, you didn't stay long? No, I was there for an hour and a half. Oh, what'd you do? Like, talk? Did you do anything today? Yeah, I friggin' worked my ass off today. Like, yeah, he was just one of those guys that just, we'd be out to dinner and after we'd eat, the waitress would come over and he'd go, no dessert for us. Like, can I make my own decision if I want dessert or not?
Wow. Yeah, I can't believe guys are like that.
Yeah, I dated a guy like that. I mean, in your 20s, everybody dates that guy. He was hot.
But you know? Now he's probably a mess.
Yeah, now he's probably a mess. And look, it was really controlling. But back then, I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was a problematic personality. I just thought, he's hot. He's interested in me. That's all I need to know.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But he made me feel really insecure about my body. And I stopped eating at one point. It was really bad. It was bad news.